The winter in California. During the winter months of December, January, and February, James and Ellen White were in California, somewhat uncertain as to what the future held. In December, they divided their time between San Francisco and Santa Rosa. While in San Francisco, they were trying to find their way through some difficult situations. She wrote, "The word of the Lord has come to the people of San Francisco in messages of light and salvation. If they neglect to improve the present opportunity and wait for louder calls or greater light, the light which has been given may be withdrawn and the path be left in darkness. The light which shines today upon the people and upon the church, if not cherished, will have less force tomorrow. To have better opportunities and greater light in the future, we must improve the blessings of the present with willing hearts. Those who defer their obedience till every shadow of uncertainty and every possibility of mistake is removed will never believe and obey. A belief that demands perfect, full, knowledge will never yield. Faith and demonstration are two things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith rests not upon probability." Then, referring to their own experience, she stated, "It has been our work to obey the voice of duty even when many voices may be raised in opposition against it. It requires discernment to distinguish the voice which speaks for God. The messengers of God must obey the divine voice which sends them with a disagreeable message, even at the peril of life and if there is not one to sustain them." Moving about among the six California churches, San Francisco, Santa Rosa, Healdsburg, Petaluma, Woodland, and Bloomfield, James and Ellen White labored through January and February. They were entertained at various homes, and often did some writing for the Review and Health Reformer, with speaking appointments primarily on Sabbath and Sunday. They were particularly concerned for the San Francisco Church, and spent three Sabbaths there. Reported Loughborough. There is now a good state of things in San Francisco. Although it became necessary to withdraw from two or three disorderly ones there, double this number immediately united with the church. Still others are embracing the truth who will unite with them soon. At the meeting last Sunday evening, the hall was completely filled with attentive listeners. The labors of Brother and Sister White have been a source of great profit to the San Francisco Church. The Review and Herald, February 4, 1870.